Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with Annie for another chapter in her Manifesting Success Story. Welcome, Annie.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi. For those listening, we are recording this on January 18th, 2022. And I'm so excited to ask this question. What is the manifested total that we're celebrating during this interview?
I forgot to ask you how you pronounce this big number. I meant to ask you that ahead of time because I don't know how to say it. How do you say it out loud?
$327,118.92.
Okay. I had practiced that. $318.92.
Yay. I love it. How does it feel to be saying a number that you had to practice saying?
Good. I Googled. I say this out loud. It's That's good. Awesome. And I am learning about money, and I no longer feel embarrassed that I didn't know how to say that out loud. That this is new amounts of money for me to be handling, and it's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying learning about financial information and numbers.
I love which is it. Good. were you inspired? Like, what? Or like, did it just happen that you're like, oh, I'm going to have a total this time, or was it intentional?
Well, I really wanted to have a total because usually I go, oh, I don't know. So it was intentional. Yeah. And also, I did my taxes and it was interesting because I did my taxes a little bit ago, and then it made doing this much easier. And I do think the things are related.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us, like, do you know how, or do you just feel like they're related, or can you see it yet?
I had a large amount of shame because I hadn't done my taxes. And therefore I also had a large amount of shame for the amount of money I manifested. And so I've been healing that and feeling that, and then dealing, you know, doing what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And I've turned a big corner with it.
Yay. That's awesome. How does it feel to have your taxes done?
Looking fabulous. I had not done them since I went into private practice. And it's a large reason why a lot of therapists work for other people, honestly, because, and so I hadn't done them in honestly 4 years, and I had a whole bunch of guilt about it. Mm-hmm. And then I felt the feelings and then did it. And I felt so good. And I have a wonderful accountant, and the whole idea of, there's a quote about surrounding yourself with people who do things that you don't do well, mm-hmm. like part of success. And I've really embraced that this year, is that it's okay that I don't know how to do taxes. I didn't go to financial planning school or accountant school. And so I've sought the advice of a business, people who know these things, and it's okay that I don't know how. And I'm all caught up on my taxes, and I'm getting ready to file for 2021, and it feels empowering.
Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to hear what you have to say, but I was just going to ask if you would share like when you went to your accountant, like, she wasn't like, oh, like, this is so bad. You're the only person who ever did this. So will you share what she said to you?
Yeah. The first time I called her, which was a couple of years ago, and I had ears backed up. And she said, oh, a lot of people in private practice do this. They stack it. It's called stacking them up. And there was even a term for it. They stack them up for 6 years sometime. And she was just really, really nice. And then when I brought all my stuff to her, she's like, you're way more organized than a lot of people who come to me. And which I thought she was teasing me, but she was not. But so, and it was, and she, I explained how I felt, and she just has been, she's wonderful. She's like, I like doing this, and I really love working with people who are in the situation that you are, and where can I get you out? And I had built this idea in my head, this fearscape that I owed $80,000 and I was going to be arrested and put in debtor's prison. Not that they have debtor's prison, but, and I was going to have to claim bankruptcy. I had created this thing. And so when I stopped feeding that story, like, okay, I get to create the story I want to create. And I do my taxes and I do the things, and I'm not afraid to find out, like, how do you pronounce that phone, that number? Or yes. how do you go about this? I don't know. And I no longer am judging myself harshly for not knowing something, which feels liberating.
Yay. Yes. That's awesome. And I definitely wanted you to share, because I know, like, you're not the only private practice, the only entrepreneur. Like, it's just one of those things. I think that when you're in the midst of shifting to your own stuff, there's so many other things to handle and to figure out and that are new and that you have to grow through, that sometimes that one just gets grown through last.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, someone had mentioned that once I dealt with my taxes, my income would get even bigger. And it has. As soon as I dealt with my taxes, it was almost like I was sending a message to the universe, like, I can't handle anymore. Don't send more money my way. And so once I handled the money that I had made and found, I have a system, you can throw millions of dollars at me, universe. I know just what to do with it. And it just has changed. It has changed my way of being immensely.
I love that. That's amazing. Tell us about how you've recognized how powerful, like, feelings are in the place of emotions and manifestation.
Well, I learned about manifesting in the 90s. So over 20 years ago, when I was relatively young, and I had been working on it and manifesting it and, manifesting stuff, but not intentional. I was really intentionally working at it, but I didn't couple the feelings with it. And I think where your work is very different than other people's, who write books about manifesting and things like that, is that you couple the feeling with the manifesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that is like giving it gasoline, you know, like giving the car what it needs to run. Yeah. Because yeah, I don't know if I know exactly how to explain why feeling your feelings, and then as you manifest and the feelings you will feel when you have manifested what you want to manifest, why that's so powerful, but it really is.
Awesome.
It is. Instead of just the what, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think it's because the what, like, we don't connect to it on a deep enough level. It's just a what. But when we really start connecting, like, oh, this is how I'm going to feel and how I'm going to live, we step more into that beingness. And I think that feeling, using your example, it's like, that's the gas. And then when we feel the other emotions, it's like throwing weights out the window to make us go faster.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Let's see. How have you seen your future self show up recently?
I said no to 3 clients and I felt great about it.
Yay. That's amazing. How does it feel to be saying no?
Good. It feels good. And it was, I would have needed to work on Saturday. I am extremely busy and I need to make an extra day if I want to take more clients. I haven't figured out how to do that. And I needed to say no. And it felt good. It felt very empowering, and I'll have a smidge of guilt about it, but I got them fabulous counselors, so it's okay.
Yay.
But it felt like I'm creating the life I want to live. And I know without my future self's influence, I wouldn't have done that. I would have felt like, oh gosh, if I say no, I'm going to like say no to money coming in, which is not, I'm saying I want Saturdays off. I have to have Saturdays off.
Yes. Yes. You're saying yes to your time and your freedom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. What's the best manifestation you've had over the past couple months?
I think the last 3 weeks off has been a fabulous manifestation. Yes, I took 2 weeks off for the holidays, and then some stuff happened. I needed to take more time off, and so I did. And then this last week, I worked from home, so I had 4 weeks of not going to the office. And I think that was probably the most the manifestation that affected me the most recently.
Yeah. Did you notice any shifts or changes like during that experience?
In the past when I needed to take, well, way past 4 years ago, when I would have to take a day off, I would be doing the math in my head, like, oh, 4 hours, $500 and whatever, you know, I would be multiplying. And I haven't done that at all. I know that money is constantly flowing in, and I don't need to like nickel and dime myself to death about what hours I'm working or what hours I'm not working.
Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. All right. So you have a question about, I think this is good to recognize, you know, like in the sheet that you filled before, I've been working very, very hard, which is exciting and invigorating, and you're getting tired. Right. And so you want large amounts of money coming for doing nothing. I love that. And so I had paused the recording and you asked if that was crazy. And I said, absolutely not. Like, we get to want what we want. And the thing that I love about this is not only do I know we can create this for you, but that you've made it to the place where you can even ask for that. Like, you could say, yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
I'd like a lot of money and I don't want to work so hard for it.
I do. I really do.
And so step one is recognizing you actually have already put that in motion. Like, I would say, like, maybe we didn't write that in, like, this is exactly your future self. She has large amounts of money for doing nothing. But in the vision, the scripts, like when I see her, there's inevitably like a passive income, right? She's living this amazing life and all of this money is coming in, and inevitably, it's coming from sources that she's not trading her hours for anymore, right? Mm-hmm. There might still be some hours traded and like that and money flowing in that way, but there's also this other way. So the first thing is to recognize you've already done a lot of that work. Like, we don't have to create this whole new thing. We just have to start, I'm gonna pull that. I'm gonna start stepping into that part of my life. Right. And so one of them you've already done also is say no to more. Like, you've left space, right? Saturdays are still open. You've already started to say, no, I want space and freedom and money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the next step I would say is to figure out if there is a balance of what feels really good, where you're still energized and it's exciting and you're not tired. And it's the amount of money that feels good to live off and invest for the future. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that's the next step, is really stepping back and figuring out what is that magic number. And it might be two numbers. Like, there might be a number, hey, this gives me the lifestyle I want, you know, for now, that feels really good to live. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, an additional, okay, and I want to invest this much in creating this passive income, or to have available to create that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so those would be the next steps that I would say is, okay, just because it's just stepping into your future self more.
Okay.
Yeah. Any questions or follow up on that?
No, I don't think so. I'm glad to hear I'm already doing this.
Yeah, you are. Like, you've already laid that foundation, which is awesome. Yeah. Amazing. Well, as we wrap up, anything else you want to share today that's on your heart or mind?
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
How do you figure out how much money to save a month, and how much, like, as I look at my manifesting total and my income total, I'm thrilled, and I'm trying to figure out, how do you figure out what to invest in certain things and what to save?
Yeah. So I would start with, so first, what are you saving for?
To buy a house and retirement.
Got it. So, I mean, retirement is kind of an easy, not easy question, right? It's like, do I want to just put the max that I can? That's where I'd start. So, and you can always look at this won't be this year when it comes up and it changes. Like, for you, probably right now, this is not investment advice. You can find this on Google, is it's probably $500 a month, because it's $6,000 a year.
Okay.
It might be a little, certain investments, because of where I know your income is, you might have to do it like a little differently. Like, you might not be able to get a Roth IRA, or it might be a little less than that because of your income.
Okay.
So, but that's where I would start. And then I would say, okay, does the max feel good? And if the answer is yes, then that's an easy yes. Right. If it's no, I'd feel into what it is. And then for buying a house, like, have you done the math at all about what a down payment looks like?
Mm-mm.
So I'd start there, right? If I had money today, you know, what's the monthly house investment I would want to make? Okay. You know, if that's just $2,000, I'd plug that into a calculator, like a mortgage calculator, which again, you can just Google that, like, mortgage calculator.
I've done that, but I just get a little, I stop halfway through. So
gotcha. Because, why?
I guess, well, before I hadn't done my taxes, so I really didn't know how much money I was making. Now I know how much money I'm making.
Yes.
But I think that was the big thing. And I've been getting my credit all in alignment. And I do think it's all there now. I'm just, so it felt really good to have a large amount of money in the bank. And then I bought a car, and then I felt the feeling of not having that in the bank, and it didn't feel good. And it's funny, because it's all new for me, and I'm glad that I'm able to just ask questions and not judge myself harshly, you know?
Yeah.
But then I started thinking, well, how much money do I want to have in the bank? Kind of sitting there. I love the feeling of having lots of money in the bank. It feels really good to me.
Yes.
And so I've been working on getting that built up again. I'm glad I paid it down. I also loved making a cash down payment on a car, because the interest rate went way down. And I was like, oh, well, that's fun. How about
Yes.
So it's funny. It's like I'm a young child learning. Like, I put the blocks over here and I see what that does. And do you know what I mean? And I am enjoying this learning process. I also don't exactly know how, I am figuring out how to know. Does that make
sense? Yeah. And I think you're figuring it out like the best way to know, because you're like, oh, I took that out. Like it felt this good over here, but it felt this like not as good. Like, does that balance? And so, you know, you're getting that feeling for yourself. What feels really good to have in my bank account? So that way, you know, oh, over and above that is going to the house fund or whatever it is. Right. How much do you see, or do you want to invest monthly in a house payment?
I think about $2,000, I think that or less.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe.
Maybe, right? Okay.
Maybe. I don't really. And then I look at the prices of houses. I'm like, how much is that? And it's just a whole new world for me.
Yeah. And I think you're doing it right. I think because you're at the place of choice now, right? Like you have the buffet for money and you get to choose. And so now it's really important to choose, okay, this is how much I want to invest in a house. Right. And so I would start there. And if your rent is less than that, then automatically I'd save the difference. If it's the same, great. But if it happens to be less, I would, that would be an automatic savings for me because I'd be practicing having that house investment.
Okay.
And then get really clear. Okay. Like how much do I want my food budget to be, my travel budget? You know, it, because now you can move into the space where things are more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, okay, well, if I want a $10,000 a year travel budget, that's $883 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Or if I want $12,000, that's $1,000. And so you can start to really break it down and then see the numbers. So for you, I would start with everything you want to invest in, every place you want your money to go to. And I'd get a total. And then it might be really obvious, like, oh, that totals $4,000 and I have an extra $1,000. I'm going to save $1,000, right?
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I'm going to save $1,000 until I feel like, ooh, that's the number I want in my bank account. And then it goes to the house.
Okay.
And that's really where I'd work from, what you want to be investing in. Take care of that first. Because if we try to save at the expense of that, if we don't make it a choice, we make it like I should be saving this amount and we take away.
Yeah.
Create an energy we don't want.
Yeah. I can feel that. Yeah. Yeah. And I can have it all. So
that's right. You can have it all. Yeah. And when you're ready, after you do that part, like bring it to a call and I'm happy to like pull up the mortgage calculator and do it with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Show you how to do it. Yeah. I love it. I'm excited. What do you know for sure, like off the top of your head, you want to invest in every month?
Besides a house, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Massages.
I was going to say you had one today. I was going to give you a hint.
Yeah. Massage. I have a really great self-care plan where I get acupuncture, massage, and pretty regularly. I have it all planned out. And the massage therapist comes to my house, and that's part of my future self script. And it feels great.
That's amazing.
Definitely massage.
Yes. Yeah. So cool. So, you know, and you've been doing it. Now it's just, okay, this is what I want. And this is what feels really good. And once you get what you want down, then you put it against like, okay, how much time you want to have also. And then you start to look at it and see, oh, okay, this, I would like maybe have less here, or maybe I would travel a little less to have a more time, or maybe, oh yeah, I'm willing to work this extra time to have this more. And then it feels really good because it's a choice. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm excited to watch this journey unfold.
Me too.
Amazing. Well, thank you for taking the time to share your journey with us today. It is amazing to hear your evolution.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to come back and check out what else is awesome in Annie's life next time.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.